It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, here we go. It's 8 past 12. Chad Urban. Look who's here. Lindsey Brown is back. Dave is spending the day with the kids. Bravo to him. So Lindsey pretty much had vanished from this show. We thought she might be in a witness protection program.
I took 1 week off for my birthday, and it happened to be the week that Dave was gone. And
where were you?
I was up in Duluth, Grand Marais, just kind of gallivanting along the North Shore.
When you think of someone gallivanting 651-461-9226, who do you think of? Who comes to mind as a prime gallivanter? Now, did you just tell me you took the entire week off for your birthday?
So I'm trying to think of it because that was about a month and a half ago and so many lifetimes have been lived since then. And so I think we left after my Saturday shift. We drove up that night, and then we spent time there until Wednesday. So, you know, 4 or 5 days. Not a proper week, but if you had to add all the math, it's pretty close.
You realize Duluth and that part of the state, much better like in July?
Yes. But I like touching rocks, and so those are great year-round.
Those rocks will be there again when it's 75.
I like them free range, and so I just want to see them in their natural habitat.
Are they controlled in the summer?
No, they just seem to be a little more wild. And so I like them when they're a little more domicile as they're coming out from their hibernations and everything. Yeah. And that's just what my birthday is. I don't make the rules.
Your birthday is when?
March 19th.
March 19th.
I'm a Pisces-Aries cusp, in case you
care. What does that mean?
It means that I am very reflective and also very fiery. It just depends.
That's fair.
Yes.
That is fair. Okay, next time. You're not allowed to take a week off.
Okay. Vacations henceforth.
Yeah. No vacations until you know Dave's vacation.
Dave, I got to get looped in on Dave's GCal.
Get that. Gallivanting. When you think of a gallivanter, who comes to mind? 651-461-9226. Another reminder today that among the months that are massively overrated for weather purposes in this state, This one might be the top of the list. May. May is a garbage weather month. Trust me. I'm a May birthday.
When's your birthday?
May 29th.
So you are a Gemini.
I'm a Gemini.
That tracks.
Yeah, that does track. It absolutely does track. There are a lot of people in my life who would say, yes, that does track. So I pay attention to it, and we got a lot of days like this when it's damp and cold and upper 40s. Yeah, we'll get a great day Sunday. Bravo. But there are a lot of garbage weather days in May. We're going to get, I want to get a lot of texts in this these first two segments. Most overrated weather month in Minnesota. It's got to be this one.
Ooh.
It has. September has improved mainly because it's still summer. Okay. Fall starts the 22nd. So don't tell me September is a fall month when 70% of it is summer. Our falls are getting better. Our springs are getting worse. May is a garbage weather month. Yes or no? Pisces, Aries, cusp, lady.
I don't mind May, but I think I'm still basking in the glory that is regular interaction with water living in Minnesota. So I'm like, the April showers, the May flowers, the green, the buds, everything. And so I would
that's
probably
great.
Say
the 10 decent weather days.
Would you rather golf in rainy weather or like super hot sweating?
Super hot sweat.
See, I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite.
Well, I'm right and you're wrong.
Well, this is your show.
Yeah. You want it, you'd, of the two, you want to be poured on.
Poured on.
It's 90 degrees and you can wear a hat and have a little mister and have a beverage.
Well, see, there, when it comes to those weathers, that's two different effects on your golf swing. When you're really hot, I feel like you find it a little bit easier because you loosen up. You're
I have
sweaty.
A little hand perspiration issue.
There you go. Well, you have an issue. Well, that's,
I have an issue.
That's too much. We have to look into that. I'm sure there's something we can take.
Kind of
that.
A glandular issue.
Sure. But I think it just the motion is lotion, especially when it's heated up. And so you find the swing a little bit easier. But when it's raining, there's an automatic excuse for your terrible golfing. And so I find
you
myself able to. I do play.
In the pouring rain you play.
Sometimes I do. Okay. When I got that pocket change, I do. But I think
sure
it's a little bit. Okay.
Not sure.
Okay.
No chance. No chance are you playing in the pouring rain.
I played pouring rain golf. I was a high school golfer in Minnesota. That's all we had.
Yeah. Oh,
and snow.
So was I. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get golf finally to fall sports. You know who's holding it back?
Who?
The greater Minnesota high school coaches, because many of their players play other fall sports and they think they might lose it.
Football might lose all that leg.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's a crossover with soccer, too, with both. Okay, here's another topic. Okay, most overrated weather month in this state. If you just want to say, yes, Chad, you're correct, that's fine. I mean, that's really a policy to live by. Really going forward.
Yes, fearless leader.
Yes. Yes, dear leader. Let's go around the room like the Trump cabinet meeting. You're amazing. You are so amazing. And then I tell you you're so amazing, you're going to get fired. That was Mike Waltz. Major, by the way. Yes, he's on today, but later because he's flying to my other town, Phoenix. So Major's with us, 2:35. It's really a screwed up lineup, too, because Shaletta's going early at 1:35. So we had to move Am I Wrong to 1:35. I plan on getting to Am I Wrong just right on time, just to bug Harrigan. Just give you plenty of time. Although a typical Lindsey Brown Am I Wrong is, red is an awful cover.
Oh, yeah.
Red is an awful color. Am I wrong? I mean, Harrigan's got the 4-minute setup. You're like, eggs, unnecessary. Am I wrong?
I have a varied presentation today. So yeah, like we can take it either way.
I like it. And Rochelle Olson, cheers and cheers. But here's... I'm off yesterday, basically dealing with medical issues, okay? Not, like, life-threatening issues, but ones that are problematic, okay? The right side is just might heal in 10 years, and now I got a toe issue. It's not good to be 29. It's just not good to be 29. So I then, in between, I was down here. I came down here in case I had to jump on the radio for the weather. I had some meetings with my other business outside of this. And then I decided I'm going to go walk Bidet Makoska. I like it. I like the outdoor work. It wasn't lovely out because it was May and it was a garbage day. But I went there. And as I'm driving to Bidet Makoska from where I'm coming downtown, I go by Isle Bun and Coffee. Isle Bun and Coffee has received a little more juice the last, I'm trying to think when they were named the greatest cinnamon roll in the Milky Way. Maybe like 4 or 5 months ago. I've known of it for a long time. I've always wanted to go, but I'm professionally inept at waiting in lines. I don't want to wait in line for anything. Are you good at waiting in lines?
No, it's actually how I kicked my Diet Coke addiction for a few years.
Oh, really?
The lines were too long during the pandemic at McDonald's because they have the Supreme Diet Coke. I was like, I'll get it at the grocery store. Supply chain disrupted. And I just said, screw it. No patience for it.
You said kicked it for a while. Is it back?
Oh, yeah. Since I moved back, it's back in full force.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So, you realize Pepsi's immensely better.
What?
Than Coke. Yeah.
How much money are you getting from Britney Spears to say that right now?
Go back to Chad. You're right. Remember that? Remember that?
Fearless leader. I'm sorry.
The
indoctrination hasn't set in yet.
Okay. So I finally went to Isle Bun and Coffee and lived up to all the hype. It's not the cinnamon. They have the giant cinnamon roll. Okay. But then they have these smaller ones too. Somebody text me 651-461-9226. What they're called. I forget. And then they have a pecan roll about the size of your head, Lindsay. And the pecan roll is the greatest roll of all. What is the greatest breakfast roll? I told you we're going to give you a lot of text, a lot of topics in these first two segments. It's the pecan roll. It is the caramel pecan roll. But this is how great this Isle Bun and Coffee is. I tell the person, it's my first visit. You get one of these little tails, cinnamon roll tails or whatever. The first time you go, you get that for free. How about that?
It's pretty nice.
What a nice deal that is. So I've wanted to go there for a while. Tell me places in the state of Minnesota where you've wanted to go, but you still haven't had a chance to go. I'll offer up a cheap shot today. Senior NHL team go to the second round. That seems fair. I'll give you another one for me. Boundary Waters. I've lived here forever. I've been near it. God knows I'm not going to be out there portaging for 2 weeks.
What?
I wouldn't be found. I mean, is there a W there?
A W what?
Hotel.
I don't think so.
Is there a Ritz-Carlton there?
There might be an M.
Is there a Four Seasons there? Do they have a Tom Doak design golf course there? No, I would like to go inside and see more of the Boundary Waters. Where in Minnesota? Maybe you've lived here for 10 minutes. Maybe you've lived here for 1,000 years. Tell me a place somewhere in the state where you've always thought, I got to go. It's absurd. I have no excuse for why I have not had a chance to go there. Where is your place where you want to go and you still have the chance to do it? 651-461-9226. There's about 19 topics out there for you to text on the home of the Twins, CCO.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices, you'll look good, and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Lindsay has the bumper music theme of the day.
Yep.
Thank God it's not that atrocious one the other day from Harrigan. Going back to Timberlake and it screwed up. It's May. I couldn't take
it anymore. It's gonna be May.
I could not take it anymore the other day. But that's the point. It's memorable. It stands out, including sometimes when it's annoying. What do we have today?
We have the theme of denial, disassociate, and dance. And this is all inspired by Kesha's song, Dancing with Tears in My Eyes, which I just played. So we are accepting the fate that the Minnesota Wild suffered yesterday. We saw some good things on the back burner with the hoops, but we are going to disassociate and dance it out.
Kesha, is Kesha still around?
She is. She's kind of making a comeback right now.
Kesha's making a comeback?
Yeah, yep. She was a big deal when I was in high school and college.
Back in the 40s? I didn't realize she was.
Well, if you're 29.
My favorite. Whoa, that was a very quick and accurate comeback.
Sorry.
My favorite is when Kesha comes up to Seinfeld on the red carpet and wants to give him a hug. And Seinfeld goes, nope. Nope. And then she goes in and goes, nope, nope, nope.
Absolutely not. Personal boundaries are important to him.
It's so good. Okay, places in Minnesota that you've wanted to visit, but you've not had a chance to. I mentioned a couple. You know, for a long time, until about 5 years ago, as somebody's lived here about 90 to 95% of my life, I hadn't visited Minnehaha Falls.
I still haven't either.
Yeah, it's an underrated amount of people who are metro area dwellers who have not ventured.
I don't even know where it is. What road?
It's near Minnehaha.
Okay.
There you go.
So hold on.
There, and then there are falls nearby.
There's some trickling water.
There's some trickling water. Yes.
Well, I hear it.
It's about 15 minutes from here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's worth it. I'm now a full-on fan, and especially because Quentin loves it. Chad, love the energy your radio sidekick brings today. Excellent.
Ooh.
Kind of a cheap shot at Harrigan, too.
Nothing can replace Supreme Dave, though, honestly.
This cedar spirit tree near Grand Portage is not accessible by land. There was, perhaps still is, Native American-owned inn from which you could schedule a boat to take you there. It's a symbol of tenacity growing out of a crack in a rock. It's always inspired me. That sounds pretty cool. Funny things that I'm not really going to say in air, but trust me, I'm chuckling. Dog sledding in Ely. Never been there.
On the list.
Can you just on your own dog sled? I think of the Bear Grease, but the
Bear
race.
Grease?
Yeah, the John Bear Grease race.
Oh, okay.
Which seemingly is canceled. Either it's too cold, no snow, or we have a dog tragedy. I would love, is there a place where I can just sign up and I can have some dogs just take me for a couple miles?
There is. I looked
really?
Into it for my trip up to the North Shore, but I decided
Seriously?
It was out of the budget for this round. Yep.
Wow.
I think it's called like White Wolf Dog Sleds on Instagram.
I've been dying to go to the Minneapolis Club, but Chalette isn't returning my calls. Well, it's right, Vanita and Jason, where the Mississippi River starts. Yeah, Lake Itasca. I've been. I, too, would like to go to the Boundary Waters. Well, I want to camp there for a few days. I can never get a time off from work. Plus, I'm 61 years old. I'm afraid that I'm too old to do it. You're not afraid to too old to do it. I'm just too inept to do it. That's not in my wheelhouse. Now, I'm not going to, as soon as I get in there, perish. And I could last for a few days. But, I mean, do I still get TikTok in there? I mean, come on.
Do you know how to make a fire?
That would be... I would need to be on the island with Wilson for a while. I think eventually I could. Do you think just right now you could just instantly make a fire?
If I had my hiking pack, I could, because I have a fire starter in there. I know, but if we're whittling sticks or doing the rock
Tom
thing.
Tom Hanks wasn't given supplies.
Wilson!
When he was, Wilson! Wilson! I mean, you know, it's cheating, you know, when you stay at supplies. Somebody says they want to visit Plymouth. Oh, yeah, there you go. I want to see this Northland golf course, what it's all about. Chad, when are we going? It's amazing. The Spam Museum, no interest. Hockey Hall of Fame, Eveleth. I've driven by it multiple times, but haven't done it. Now, people are they're saying the doggy tails or the puppy dog tails from Isle Bun and Coffee. They're amazing. They're just mini cinnamon rolls. And then they give you extra frosting.
Dippable?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sounds like my kind of place.
Pepsi in a can is the bomb. Thank you. Chad, you forgot about the other garbage month, April. Oh, yeah. That's a given. That's a given that April is absolutely garbage. But people just have delusionally convinced themselves that May is a good weather month. It's not. For it to be a good weather month, you need to have 7 out of 10 days are good days. May never lives up to that. Correct or not correct, Lindsey Brown?
Yes, fearless leader.
Yes. I think you want to push back at me, though, don't you?
Never. Me?
July overrated, too hot, muggy by the day, mosquitoes all evening. Get out of here. Get out of here. April's worse than May. Yeah, I agree. The weather's worse, but you've come to accept it.
It's your emergence month, though. That's like the first month where it's not really winter anymore. Gives you a little hope.
Chad, is there any month you do like? Yes, I've called out a number. June, July, August, and now that September has basically become a complete September, has become a summer month, I've come around to it. July, the weather's trash. Get out of here. Gallivanting to me sounds like when the Royals, what the Royals do when they're running errands.
They're not running errands. They're not going to CVS, Chad.
They're going to Target? You think so? Mettler's in Mankato. Is Mettler still open? That's a strip club in Mankato. Chad, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is she? She sounds like a 9. Lindsay, she's a 10. Come on. The Mystery Cave. The Spam Museum. Does the Spam Museum do anything for you, Lindsay?
Not really.
We're so spam.
It seems gross to me. It seems slimy. I don't like slimy things.
No. What are the slimy things you
Sushi.
Not like? Yeah.
Any sort of bread that's been in soup for a long time.
You don't like sushi?
No, I don't really like any toppings on sandwiches because it'll get to the bread and it'll make it slimy.
Hold on a second. No condiments on your sandwiches?
No. I'm a...
Who hurt you?
I have a lot of food things.
Who are you, Adam Carter?
I'm worse than Adam, I swear.
Well, no one's worse than Adam, so let's just put that...
We'll fight for it.
Adam once went to... Potbelly for me and brought back a sandwich with no condiments. I haven't forgiven him yet. You like mustard. You don't want mustard?
I just came around to mustard on hamburgers.
Well, hold on a second. That's a condiment.
Yeah, but hamburgers aren't a sandwich.
Okay. Okay. So no sandwich. Now, mayo is not that good.
I can't do white condiments. I won't do anything white.
Won't do anything white?
No, I can't. It's unnatural to me.
Please tell me you hate ketchup.
I could bathe in it. I love it. It's not white. There's so much sugar in that. Oh, high fructose corn syrup, my jam. Fearless leader, I apologize.
Who are you? I used to think I can't even speak right now.
Please go on vacation, Lance.
I thought I knew you. You could bathe in ketchup?
I love ketchup.
I'd rather spend the rest of my life at Gitmo.
What's your favorite condiment?
Well, it sure as hell isn't ketchup.
Okay,
let's just establish it right there.
That's been eliminated.
Shaletta is next.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Shaletta is here. Shaletta, remember when you used to come in studio? Do you remember those days when you come in more often than not, like 10 minutes late, and you'd be talking to people? Remember those days?
No, I can't say that I do, Chad. Mm-hmm. It's not ringing a bell. Not ringing a bell at all.
Doesn't surprise me. Okay, let's talk about some awful behavior and where is the line about how far we go in crushing this individual. So you probably saw this. A video has been popping up the last couple of days of this horrible incident at a playground in Rochester. The video shows a mother, and race matters in this case, who is white, who is using the N-word repeatedly in reference towards a black child at the park. The man recording the video asks the woman who's white if she used the N-word referring to the child, again, 5-year-old child, and challenges her to say it again, which responds, she says it over and over again. She claims the child was digging through my blank and took something belonging to a child. When the man says, and for that you call him an N-word, she says, yes, if he acts like one, he's going to be called one. Okay. Now, some people on social media are saying that the 5-year-old child is autistic. I don't know if anybody's proven that yet. So what's happened is this has gone viral. Her name is Shiloh Hendricks. She claims that her social security number, home address, phone number, and a place she works all have been leaked to the public. So a GoFundMe has been set up to help her out.
Ooh, those golden tears.
The fundraising goal was set up for $250,000 because there are reports that she's already lost her job.
And she should.
The video has been received millions of views. As of earlier today, I think it was close to 9 million. The Rochester branch of the NAACP called on Rochester Police Department and Olmsted County Attorney's Office to investigate the incident and filed necessary charges. Okay, let me go first, and then you chime in. It is grotesque. It is indefensible. First of all, for any white person to use the term is indefensible to begin with. Okay, let's just start with that as the base. Then to direct it at a five-year-old child, and if this child has some learning disabilities, which would add to it, but even if the child does not, five-year-old kids can do foolish things. They can make mistakes. This wasn't a 25-year-old, a 45-year-old, or like a 90-year-old like you taking something from someone. It is a kid. And so what you think to do is then call this kid of color the N-word over and over again. That is awful. So I have no sympathy, but here's where I wonder. How far do we then go in borderline destroying someone's life when they're judged at their absolute worst? Because I hope this is their worst. I don't know that. But where is our line in this when I find it horrifying that someone would say this and don't want to embrace her in any way? But is this what we're going to do in society? Because this is what we're doing in society when somebody really screws up. And a lot of times I think what they've done is deplorable, detestable. But do we try to just end their life going forward?
You know, actions have consequences. And we live in a society right now where people want to do whatever it is that they want to do and not have any consequences for it. They want to lie. They want to cheat. They want to wreak havoc. And then when it comes time to pay the piper, they don't want to do that. They want to cry and set up GoFundMes. And so when this child who could have seen something shiny or a piece of candy or a phone in her purse that they wanted to play that their mother told them they couldn't play.
Yep.
A five-year-old child reached over there. She could have audited and said, I'm sorry, whose child is this? You know, if she's at a park, I'm guessing she has children. And typically people who have kids have compassion for other kids. And apparently her compassion stopped at the color of this child's skin. And so she immediately thought the worst of the child. Like, this child at 5 years old has developed a mentality of criminal behavior and is pickpocketing people like he's, been in the game for 55 years instead of just five, apparently. And so she immediately goes to this, you know, stereotypical thought pattern that some white people have about some black people. And so the fact that somebody was recording this and she didn't snap out of it, Chad, and then challenged her to do it and she did it again, you know, you're going to lose your job over that. You're going to lose your friends. You're probably going to be judged and frowned upon at church. So the fact that instead of apologizing and asking for mercy, that she sets up a GoFundMe and starts using these golden tears, and what we call golden tears, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with this term, it's what happens to white women when they go Karen and then they want to cry and not have consequences, as if the tears are going to wash away what they've done. And so she wants to use these golden tears as if that's going to wash away this video that 9 million people have seen at this point. And the fact that she is setting up a GoFundMe, thinking that these tears are going to generate some revenue for her, is really insulting, not just to the child and their family, right? Because this child might need therapy. How about setting up a GoFundMe for the child and the therapy? How about doing something to say you sorry and letting us see that you, but no, she's worried about herself. Oh my God, I lost my job. I can't go to church. They leaked my information. Nobody would even know who you were if you wouldn't have been walking around calling the 5-year-old child the N-word. So actions have consequences, and sometimes those consequences are harsh. I don't know if you remember this, Chad, but back in the day, they used to have a rule called 3 strikes. Right? Mm-hmm. Where if someone did something one time or two times or 3 times, that was it. You were deemed a person who was not fit to be in this society. And that rule was really kind of implemented toward Black people as if they were non-redeemable. Mm-hmm. And so you got that 3 strikes and you were out, and there was no way that you could redeem yourself. And so sometimes, every now and again, the shoe happens to be on the other foot. And that sometimes is today.
4,000 people have donated. Let me just chime in.
Oh, my God. I'm surprised you don't have $1 million in there. I'm surprised there's not as much money in there as there were of people that viewed this.
Yeah.
I'm sure by the end of the weekend, she'll be a millionaire. That's my guess. My guess is that 1 million people will donate money to her. And that just lets you know where we are in society, which is why, Chad, I don't be letting my kids go nowhere by themselves. Like, Brandon has a field trip. They're going to the Twins game. And I said, who's chaperoning and where could we sign up? They said, oh, no, there's not going to be any chaperones. I said, oh, no, because my child is going to a baseball game with a bunch of people that's going to be drinking beer and eating popcorn. And he might accidentally bump into somebody. And he's a little Black boy with autism. And I don't want no misunderstandings. So either me and my ex-husband are going, or ain't nobody going. The buses will be sitting here idling in the parking lot. One of us is going. So needless to say, Sean is signed up to go. But this is why Black parents are so hypersensitive about how our kids are viewed in society, especially our children with special needs who may not have situational awareness. And so Chad, I don't take any chances. And you see me. My kids don't go anywhere without me because I don't want a situation like this happen.
Let me jump in because I want to pause and I want to get some reaction here. She alleges on the crowdfunding page that the individual stepped into film, followed a car, and claims he has a criminal history. Now, the Rochester Post Bulletin.
Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. She didn't even apologize.
Hang on. Let me finish. The Post Bulletin has yet been able to identify the person who filmed the video. So I'm kind of confused on how she knows right away this person is criminal.
If the 5-year-old Black kid is criminal, every Black person that she encounters is, of course, a criminal. Like, the child can't just be accidentally digging in her purse because he saw a phone or a piece of candy. He's got to be trying to get her credit card number because, of course, at 5 years old, he's online downloading furniture from Wayfair and TVs from Best Buy. Of course.
651-461-9226. Where is the line on how public when someone says something as despicable as this? Where is the punishment appropriate? Where are we now seeing crowdfunding pages to support the person because they felt like it was too far? What do you want to say? You can text 651-461-9226. Maybe I'm going to bring Shaletta to Stretch Lab. Put Shaletta on hold. Shaletta could use some time at Stretch Lab. She could use some flexibility. She could use maybe those quads are a little tight. Maybe the calves are tight. Maybe the lower back is tight. Doesn't matter who, you could go there. If you're someone who's physically fit, you're a CrossFit person, you're training all the time, you still want to have flexibility. Maybe you're someone who sits on that chair way, way too much, and you need help. You could be 85. You could be 10. They'll work with you. I've been going to Stretch Lab since 2019, first to Plymouth and now to multiple other locations, and I feel better every single time. I mean it. Every single time I walk out of Stretch Lab. Do it today. Half off your first visit, stretchlab.com. Shaletta is here. Shaletta, remember when you used to come in studio? Do you remember those days when you come in more often than not, like 10 minutes late, and you'd be talking to people? Remember those days?
No, I can't say that I do, Chad. Mm-hmm. It's not ringing a bell. It's not ringing a bell at all.
Doesn't surprise me. Okay, let's talk about some awful behavior and where is the line about how far we go in crushing this individual. So you probably saw this. A video has been popping up the last couple of days of this horrible incident at a playground in Rochester. The video shows a mother, and race matters in this case, who is white, who is using the N-word repeatedly in reference towards a black child at the park. The man recording the video asks the woman who's white if she used the N-word referring to the child. Again, 5-year-old child. And challenges her to say it again, which responds, she says it over and over again. She claims the child was digging through my blank and took something belonging to a child. When the man says, and that, and for that you call him an N-word, she says, yes, if he acts like one, he's going to be called one. Okay. Now, some people on social media are saying that the 5-year-old child is autistic. I don't know if anybody's proven that yet. So what's happened is this has gone viral. Her name is Shiloh Hendricks. She claims that her social security number, home address, phone number, and a place she works all have been leaked to the public. So a GoFundMe has been set up to help her out.
Those golden tears.
The fundraising goal was set up for $250,000 because there are reports that she's already lost her job.
And she should.
The video has been has received millions of views. As of earlier today, I think it was close to 9 million. The Rochester branch of the NAACP called on Rochester Police Department and Olmsted County Attorney's Office to investigate the incident and filed necessary charges. Okay, let me go first, and then you chime in. It is grotesque. It is indefensible. First of all, for any white person to use the term is indefensible to begin with. Okay, let's just start with that as the base. Then to direct it at a 5-year-old child, and if this child has some learning disabilities, which would add to it, but even if the child does not, 5-year-old kids can do foolish things. They can make mistakes. This wasn't a 25-year-old, a 45-year-old, or like a 90-year-old like you taking something from someone. It is a kid. And so what you think to do is then call this kid of color the N-word over and over again. That is awful. So I have no sympathy, but here's where I wonder. How far do we then go in borderline destroying someone's life when they're judged at their absolute worst? Because I hope this is their worst. I don't know that. But where is our line in this when I find it horrifying that someone would say this and don't want to embrace her in any way? But is this what we're going to do in society? Because this is what we're doing in society when somebody really screws up. And a lot of times I think what they've done is deplorable, detestable. But do we try to just end their life going forward?
You know, actions have consequences. And we live in a society right now where people want to do whatever it is that they want to do and not have any consequences for it. They want to lie. They want to cheat. They want to wreak havoc. And then when it comes time to pay the piper, they don't want to do that. They want to cry and set up GoFundMes. And so when this child who could have seen something shiny or a piece of candy or a phone in her purse that they wanted to play that their mother told them they couldn't play.
A five-year-old child reached over there.
She could have odded and said, oh, I'm sorry. Whose child is this? You know, if she's at a park, I'm guessing she has children. And typically people who have kids have compassion for other kids. And apparently her compassion stopped at the color of this child's skin. And so she immediately thought the worst of the child. Like, this child at 5 years old has developed a mentality of criminal behavior and is pickpocketing people like he's, been in the game for 55 years instead of just five, apparently. And so she immediately goes to this, you know, stereotypical thought pattern that some white people have about some black people. And so the fact that somebody was recording this and she didn't snap out of it, Chad, and then challenged her to do it and she did it again, you know, you're going to lose your job over that. You're going to lose your friends. You're probably going to be judged and frowned upon at church. So the fact that instead of apologizing and asking for mercy, that she sets up a GoFundMe and starts using these golden tears, and what we call golden tears, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with this term, it's what happens to white women when they go Karen and then they want to cry and not have consequences, as if the tears are going to wash away what they've done. And so she wants to use these golden tears as if that's going to wash away this video that 9 million people have seen at this point. And the fact that she is setting up a GoFundMe, thinking that these tears are going to generate some revenue for her, it is really insulting, not just to the child and their family, right? Because this child might need therapy. How about setting up a GoFundMe for the child and the therapy? How about doing something to say you're sorry and letting us see that you? But no, she's worried about herself. Oh my God, I lost my job. I can't go to church. They leaked my information. Nobody would even know who you were if you wouldn't have been walking around calling the 5 year old child the N word. So actions have consequences, and sometimes those consequences are harsh. I don't know if you remember this, Chad, but back in the day, they used to have a rule called three strikes. Right? Mm-hmm. Where if someone did something one time or two times or three times, that was it. You were deemed a person who was not fit to be in this society. And that rule was really kind of implemented toward black people as if they were non-redeemable. Mm-hmm. And so you got that three strikes and you were out and there was no way that you could redeem yourself. And so sometimes, every now and again, the shoe happens to be on the other foot. And that sometimes is today.
4,000 people have donated. Let me just chime in.
Oh, my God. I'm surprised you don't have $1 million in there. I'm surprised there's not as much money in there as there were people that viewed this. Yeah. I'm sure by the end of the weekend, she'll be a millionaire. That's my guess. My guess is that 1 million people will donate money to her. And that just lets you know where we are in society, which is why, Chad, I won't be letting my kids go nowhere by themselves. Like, Brandon has a field trip. They're going to the Twins game. And I said, who's chaperoning and where can we sign up? They said, oh, no, there's not going to be any chaperones. I said, oh, no, because my child is going to a baseball game with a bunch of people that's going to be drinking beer and eating popcorn. And he might accidentally bump into somebody. And he's a little black boy with autism. And I don't want no misunderstandings. So either me and my ex-husband are going, or ain't nobody going. The buses will be sitting here idling in the parking lot. One of us is going. So needless to say, Sean is signed up to go. But this is why black parents are so hypersensitive about how our kids are viewed in society, especially our children with special needs who may not have situational awareness. And so Chad, I don't take any chances. And you see me. My kids don't go anywhere without me because I don't want a situation like this happen.
Let me jump in because I want to pause and I want to get some reaction here. She alleges on the crowdfunding page that the individual stepped in to film, followed the car, and claims he has a criminal history. Now, the Rochester Post Bulletin.
Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. She ain't even apologize.
Hang on. Let me finish. The Post Bulletin has yet been able to identify the person who filmed the video. So I'm kind of confused on how she knows right away this person is criminal.
If the 5-year-old black kid is criminal, every black person that she encounters is, of course, a criminal. Like, the child can't just be accidentally digging in her purse because he saw a phone or a piece of candy. He's got to be trying to get her credit card number because, of course, at 5 years old, he's online downloading furniture from Wayfair and TVs from Best Buy. Of course.
651-461-9226. Where is the line on how public when someone says something as despicable as this? Where is the punishment appropriate? Where are we now seeing crowdfunding pages to support the person because they felt like it was too far? What do you want to say? You can text 651-461-9226. Maybe I'm going to bring Shaletta to Stretch Lab. Put Shaletta on hold. Shaletta could use some time at Stretch Lab. She could use some flexibility. She could use maybe those quads are a little tight. Maybe the calves are tight. Maybe the lower back is tight. Doesn't matter who, you could go there. If you're someone who's physically fit, you're a CrossFit person, you're training all the time, you still want to have flexibility. Maybe you're someone who sits on that chair way, way too much, and you need help. You could be 85. You could be 10. They'll work with you. I've been going to Stretch Lab since 2019, first to Plymouth and now to multiple other locations, and I feel better every single time. I mean it. Every single time I walk out of Stretch Lab. Do it today. Half off your first visit, stretchlab.com. So our schedule is a little bit different today. Shaletta, normally 105. She's now, guess what, right now. Major Garrett, normally 12:35.
And the only reason I came is because I thought he was going to be here. You know, that's my crush. That's my newsman crush right there.
I mean, you people are just taking advantage of me. You know, it's just we'll show up when we want to show up. That's pretty much the policy of the folks.
We're really trying to book for, more money. We're trying to push you back against the wall so you could try to pay us more. We've been at this same rate for the past four years. It's time for you to come on. I have control of that.
You know that. So we're talking about this awful incident down in Rochester at a park. White woman's there with her young child. She's suggesting that a black child, 5 years old, grabbed some stuff. She immediately used the N-word. Then she, when dared, continued to use it. And I'm going to get to a text on that. She then reports are that she lost her job. She now has started a crowdsource, a GoFundMe page to help her out. She's already garnered hundreds of thousands of dollars. And we're debating.
Not get another job. No. Just go sit at home and let you pour money into her lap.
So the line is, because I'm never, ever, ever going to defend someone who's saying this about a five-year-old or, by the way, a 25, 45, 65-year-old. But where is the line, by the way? Where's also the line for the folks who are donating the money? Are they donating the money because they don't have a problem with the N-word? They donate the money because they think it's an overreaction? What are they saying? Let's get some text here. I think we should crowdfund a one-way bus ticket to Guatemala for this vile woman. Another text. The biggest issue is not that she used the N-word. The worst issue is she said when you act like one, which means she believes numerous people of color are bad. That is such a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Such good point. And it's such a pressing point, and it points out some awfulness that needs to be drawn out. Somebody says it's bad, but where is free speech? Okay. Free speech is protected from legal matters. I don't think she's going to face any legal matters. But
that doesn't mean
you can say anything anywhere and have no reaction.
Consequence.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. She doesn't want to have consequence. So she loses. So this tells me a lot about this woman. A five-year-old child, she alleges, takes something from her, and she assumes that he's a criminal. The person records her, and she continues to say the racial slur. She loses her job, and instead of feeling embarrassed or ashamed or going to find another job, she expects the rest of us to pour money into her lap and take care of her financially so that she can grieve over the fact that, yep, what, she was caught doing something despicable?
I got to jump in. You're right.
I think I've just learned about as much as I can about this woman, and I don't think that this lady has any redeeming qualities. Three strikes for me, and she's out.
Yep. I got to go. We're up against the clock. Thank you. Love you.
Love you.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.